Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hiya, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard,
and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ed is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dale here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Riley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
It is now, but Carolyn, our general manager, is with us. Carolyn, it's always nice to see you. Boy, I tell you, your husband has a big truck. I watched you get in and out of that thing. That takes contemplation.
Oh, yeah.
To get out, in and out of the pickup truck.
We have a big truck at home. Yeah.
So,
Carolyn is kind of inhibited. If you notice,
I know. She
trying to get her out of her shell.
She's like Melissa. She's never met anybody she didn't really know. I mean, it's just, yeah. So that's good. That's a good way to be.
Yep.
So we're at Campbell Road Nursery. Where's the fire? I smell wood burning somewhere.
There's a fire pit
over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That smells good.
I know. Reminds me of the mountains.
Yeah, it reminds me of Camp Chestnut Ridge where Melissa and I met.
Because
we cooked our evening meal out in the woods.
Yep.
So at the campsites.
Shepherd's pie.
Oh, yeah. We still eat shepherd's pie, but it's not the very Irish type with all the vegetables in it. But it is ground beef and creamed potatoes on top and then cheese on top of that.
We learned how to make chili con carne at camp over a fire.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know what they have at Don Lee. I don't know if they have the same thing.
That was back before shepherd's pie.
It's all changed. They have – it's completely different at Chestnut Ridge now. Melissa and I were out there hiking last week. So
I saw Melissa here a minute ago. Where'd you?
I don't know. She's all over the place.
She's over there sneaking around the donut.
She brought me some pimento cheese. That woman can make some of the best pimento
cheese. It is. That's something else that she could sell. But,
wow.
Yeah. So that's
one quick thing.
Yes, ma'am.
I know Monica's.
She hit Miss Monica. You can go ahead and put Miss Monica on. Hey, Monica.
Morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
What were you saying,
Phil?
I was
just going to say one quick thing before I forget it. The Nancy and her friend are here with their books, Great Mother's Day Gift. They're over in the Springflower House, and then they're going to move over here when we when we're done. Don't forget.
They are real pushy, are they?
No, they're not.
I mean, we do have our obligations.
They're not pushy. Okay. And then Tropicals are on sale for $5 off today, which is a steal deal. Because, as I said before, we don't mark them up that much, so they're on sale today.
What about, like, palm trees, windmill palms? Do you have any of those?
I don't know if we have any left or not. We had some. All of that is $5 off. The other thing is tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, squash, cucumbers, all the veggie plants are $1 a piece.
Wow.
Yes.
$1 a piece.
Yep, we put them on sale.
Wow.
And so be sure to check the veggie house if you haven't gotten your garden in yet.
Tom, were you asking how late to plant? Can you plant tomato plants?
I'm just getting ready to start planting mine.
I distracted you, Mark. You never did answer my question.
Well, what I said was I did answer your question. I told you you had to backwards plan and see what the number of days to maturity is.
Well, that ain't helping.
that's too scientific, Mark.
It depends.
I'm going to plant mine this week.
Now, where did you get the Venus flytrap?
We got these from our guy that brings our house plants. They came from Florida.
Florida? I thought southeastern North Carolina.
Well,
they're protected, I think.
But I just found out.
I don't know if...
This is what's funny. And this is good news. The lady from the agriculture office came to do her inspection. And we got the Venus flytraps the day before she came. So, Monica, you can appreciate this. She came to do her inspection, and she came back up, and she said, "The nursery looks absolutely beautiful. I just need to send you an application for your Venus flytraps." Where did they come from? And I said, they came from Florida. She said, that's what I suspected. And everything's good with them, but you do need an application to have those and sell those.
Is that a permission slip?
Yeah, it's kind of a permission. And I appreciate that.
Well, Rufus could have signed your permission slip.
Yeah, he could.
Yeah.
But it's nice to know that, you know, she didn't find any fire ants. She didn't find any bugs, which we don't use pesticides. So we let the bluebirds.
You use bluebirds.
That's exactly right. The bluebirds are our pesticides. So, and she was very complimentary. So it's nice to know we don't have critters.
You're certified now.
Yes.
Yes.
Certified to carry pitcher plants and Venus flytrap.
So who is your inspector?
The lady, what was her name? Oh, wait.
Quintain, ask me again, I'll tell you the same.
She came in really, I cannot remember her name.
That's okay. It's not April, is it?
It's May.
I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah. it's May.
It's May.
I cannot remember. Do you remember what her name is, Dan?
If you've got something to do, we can find an inspection for it. I'll
That's
tell you.
That's right. We sure can.
April.
April Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. It is April.
Yeah. She
okay,
comes
it's
and
April.
Does the,
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
She's lovely.
Flower
yeah.
show area.
Yeah, I know her face. I know her as a person, but sometimes names just don't matter. It's just that you go, yes, thank you. I really appreciate you being here.
Well, she and I were in class together.
Oh, okay.
School. Yep.
Oh, good. That's great.
Was this the one-room schoolhouse?
No, this is actually the university, NC State. Yeah.
Monica is...
Monica.
Yeah, Miss Monica, you are... You had a big time this week with AARP and lots of... You had a bunch of people out there this week. Animal calls and everything.
Oh, we did. I wasn't sure if you were there for that or not because I just thought someone would come over and participate.
So. No. Melissa was trying to encourage me to do that too, but I don't have any.
Oh, you could have came up with something.
No, I don't think so. I have a loud voice, but I can bark like a dog, but similar.
Yeah, we had lots of fun with the Department of Health and Human Services. I think this is the third year that we have hosted that event for Older Americans Month and recognizing all of our fine citizens of the state and had a lot of fun. The senior games, some of the senior games participants were there as entertainment, and it was a fun time. So, appreciate
Secretary Elaine Marshall, Secretary of State Elaine Marshall was there. She's everywhere.
She really is. She spoke and brought a wonderful speech and a lot of good information to everyone, and just a great group of folks that came out and had a lot of different information. That was very beneficial to everyone that came out. So we're hoping to do more things with them in the future. So stay tuned. We'll be letting you know as other things pop up.
Wow. Okay. So you got what kind of vegetables out there this morning? No butter beans yet, huh?
Oh, no. Still a little early. We have garden peas, though. Some garden peas and sugar.
See, I'm still tasting the garden peas from Nashville Elementary, and those... You know, I was fixed for life with those things. So I've kind of had to work my way back into the good ones. But they are good.
They are. And still have some asparagus, of course, strawberries and more strawberries. And we had some of our very first peaches to come in yesterday from down in the Sand Hills area. So just getting started. And
I can't believe it. Did you hear that, Rufus?
I heard the word peaches.
Yes.
Wow.
Just a very few. Parsons Farm from down in the Sand Hills, they did have some yesterday. Very limited supply as they're getting started, but it's that time. So we'll see more following them, I'm sure, here in the next week or so. And as long as the weather behaves, they'll be coming right in.
How are the strawberries?
I'll be coming right in, too.
I bet so, yeah.
On the peaches.
Me, too.
Oh, yes. Lots of good strawberries and lots of plants and flowers. Of course, Mother's Day weekend, and the weather couldn't be more beautiful today to come out and maybe bring those special moms out to walk around and enjoy a day and treat her to some beautiful. We have so many beautiful cut flowers. Those folks were at the market all night last night getting ready for today, getting all their arrangements made and stocking up, and then all of our hanging baskets, beautiful potted plants, shrubbery trees, and just so much more all down through our farmer's area. And, of course, we have Logan's also with even more plants and flowers and other specialty gift items. Market shop full of all kinds of wonderful gifts for the mom as well.
Well, you have lots of things up in the market shops. And we're going to take a break in a minute or so, and we'll come back and talk about that even further. But 321 Coffee and the bakery and the market grill. Those are the three things that I associate with them, because it's food, but there are so many things in the market shop. I mean, it's a little country store or a big country store.
It is most definitely like an old country store. You can find baked goods, jams and jellies, the old-fashioned hoop cheese, the bottled drinks like the knee-highs and the RC colas and that sort of thing. And maybe if you're planning a special meal for mom, there's all kinds of cakes and pies that you can stop by and grab for those meals. And maybe even a gift certificate if you're not exactly sure what to get. A lot of our vendors do offer gift certificates. Grab a basket, fill up a gift basket full of all the wonderful things that are available in the market shops that are grown or made here locally. So lots of wonderful choices that I think any mom would be happy with.
I would say so, yeah. Lots to choose from. Now, working our way back to food, the Farmer's Market restaurant, I'm sure, is packed this morning.
Yes, and they'll be open tomorrow as well. And just old-fashioned country cooking. They have daily lunch specials, and they serve breakfast all day. So it's a great place to come out and enjoy a meal. And, of course, our seafood restaurant's another great stop. And I have our little market grill inside the market shops where you can grab a Rufus dog or a hamburger.
And, yeah, I get good reports on that and people taking a picture, yes.
Hang in there, Monica. Yes. We'll be right back and talk more about the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. We're at Campbell Road Nursery with the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Somebody looking for checkout. We'll check them out. March, you check out and I'll bag. How's
okay.
That?
I'll carry them to the car.
sing.
Yeah, Sue Rufus will sing. Rufus will push the cart to the car. That's I don't know where Rufus went, but he's around
smoking
somewhere. Miss Monica, we made our way past the farmers market restaurant. What about the seafood restaurant?
Oh, yes. Wonderful Calabash-style seafood. They're open from 11 till 7 today and 11 till 6 tomorrow. And just another great place to bring mom or any of your favorite folks that might be in town. There's a lot of graduations going on this weekend as well. So it's a good place to bring the family out to enjoy before or after those graduations and to celebrate. And congratulations to all the graduates out there. And,
absolutely.
Yes. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there as well.
That's right, including you.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Are you going to have time to see your children?
Oh, yes. I
okay,
will.
Okay, good. All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad of that.
Yeah.
Oh,
course.
My goodness. Yeah, of course.
And one thing I do want, before I forget, we have, of course, you know, lots of different meats all throughout the market with various vendors in our market shops and down in our farmers area as well. But we also want to welcome Wilder's Farm out to the market. They are up in our craft shed area, which is right beside of the seafood restaurant. They're going to be one of our regular vendors. Our stay is today, and they're going to be featuring 100% full-blood Wagyu beef and Berkshire pork. And they're going to be running their Memorial Day special up to 25% off their products. And they're also going to have some special beef and pork bundles that they're going to be featuring for $50. So a lot of great things there. Go by, welcome them to the market. Great folks, and looking forward to having them as one of our new vendors at the market. So a lot of exciting things to come with that. And, of course, you know, we have Nahunta Pork Center that's just behind the craft shed that has just a large variety of all the pork products as well. And
was there yesterday.
Yes. And so just another great addition with having Wilder's at the market. And as they get more established, they'll be offering some free samples throughout as well. So we're looking forward to that. And can't miss the Kettle Corn. They're honestly set up right beside of the Kettle Corn and the Gourmet Lemonade folks that are right there. We have the folks that do the baskets that are the custom-made, homemade baskets there. And there's candied apples. There's the seasonings that are all through that area with all the special spices, some gluten-free donuts, and you never know what else might pop up there in that area from week to week. A lot of specialty products, and we have throughout the between the seafood restaurant area and the farmers area, there's a lot of folks set up out there with crafts and other baked goods and just all sorts of fun products. I believe our carrot cake lady set up out there today, so many great things that you can come out and shop and just support all of our local vendors.
Excellent. Well, you've got everything out there. You really do.
Monica's such a great PR person.
She is. That's why she's manager.
Never met a stranger. Just friendly, just sweet as she can be.
You should have seen her running that. I mean, you should have seen that operation out there this week with the AARP. That was quite an undertaking. You had everything going on out there.
I was out there yesterday to get me some sausage.
Uh-oh.
Yum. Yum. Okay.
How do you like to cook your sausage?
In a frying pan.
Yeah.
There you go. Is your favorite. Do you do links or pack?
On a grill
what we'll do
would
is
be good.
We'll cut enough for breakfast to fry. Or maybe
there
to
you
breakfast.
Go.
And then we'll food save the rest of it.
Yeah. You ought to cook it on a grill on a morning like this, outdoor grill.
I've never done that.
Oh, that's excellent. We'll talk more about that coming up here. Miss Monica, thank you.
Thank you. Come see us.
Yeah, we will. Bye.
She's the dearest thing. One time when we were out.
back at Campbell Road Nursery with the Weekend Gardener. Mike Raley here along with Phil Campbell and Mart Bumgardner, who is the extension agent in Orange County. Brother Rufus, Tom Campbell is with us. And we were talking about sausage. Tom bought some sausage. Now, Tom, the Holland Grill Company was in business for many years. It developed, it was a business built in this area.
I have a Holland Grill.
They would
if
come
you're
out.
Cooking, you ain't cooking.
That's right. We had them as sponsors years ago when they were in business, and they would come out to some of our remotes, and they would make cooked sausage and biscuits on the grill. They were canned biscuits, but they were good. And they take the biscuits, and I don't remember how they did it. I don't remember pans, but they had griddles, I guess, for this, and it was extraordinary. There's no better way to eat sausage than on a grill. And
I've never done that.
Yeah,
I hadn't either. That's why I think.
Yeah,
it's
so they did that every time, and it was very, very distracting to us to try to do the show.
I was telling you off the air. I mean, my deal is I cook it in a frying pan because there is nothing in this world any better than that grease.
Well, you could do that. You could do that.
Scramble some eggs up in there. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, you can do that on the grill.
Make you want to slap your grandma.
And the Holland Grill is made so it doesn't flame up. And so it's you can get it low enough. You get just the right temperature.
I still have my Holland.
Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking about maybe put it in a smoker grill, you know?
Well, you could probably do that, too. I've never used a smoker grill, but That I think that would work too.
My Holland finally gave out. I had to get a Wilmington.
I don't.
You can get report. You can get replacement parts for it.
You still
did you
can?
Know that? Yes.
I didn't know that.
Because I had had to do that with the burner.
I ended up getting one at Burke's. They're my go-to place.
Oh yeah.
They're great.
So yeah. Do you ever get to use it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
didn't know you had time.
Oh, they're great. Yeah.
So have you ever had sausage and biscuits on the grill? I don't know if they had eggs or not. I think it was just...
You cook biscuits on the grill?
Yeah. Canned biscuits.
The closest thing I've ever had to that was when we used to go camping at Car Lake all the time. We used to go once a month when the kids were little.
Right.
And cooking them, on the Coleman.
Yeah, the Coleman. Yeah.
Coleman. Yeah, you put them on a griddle.
Yeah.
And... and then you have this little thing that you can make toast with. I mean, we had the best time.
Now, I have gotten to using cooking smash burgers on the grill.
Oh,
yeah.
What is a smash burger?
I mean, it's, I don't know. There's a lot of anxiety involved.
Sounded like he was talking about Cuban steaks.
He's from Orange County. You don't know what a smash burger
is. He was in the military, too.
So,
didn't they serve you smash burgers, Colonel?
Smash burgers, no.
Merit BLTs, that's all he eats. No, you got to have a smash burger.
Yeah. Well,
smash it. It's not round. They smash it.
Oh, so it's flat.
Right.
Yeah, they take
like
their fist
thin,
and...
Real thin. No, use one of those lodge...
okay.
What do you call them?
A smasher.
Well, all right.
Anyway.
I'll take the sausage and biscuits.
But I am going to try that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, give me a report on it. It's good. All right. Steve is in Garner. Steve, been working hard, sir?
We're out in the yard working now.
Oh, good.
Last week I had to get my irrigation system working. That's why I didn't call. I was working on that all day Saturday.
Uh-huh. So is it working well?
Well, it's a lot of work, but it's working. I needed it. It was really dry last week. And my daughter's here helping out. She came
good.
With me.
That's great.
Does she know all about daylilies? Has she gotten the full course?
Well, she lives in Texas, so she gets the side view of it.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony Abbott.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, just by talking about her?
Just talking about her, yeah.
Oh, how about that? Well.
Well, it might be the sun, too.
Yeah, it could be. We're under... under a shed here, and it's been quite nice.
I was going to try to come, and when my daughter said she was flying in, it kind of changed our plans for the weekend.
So how are your daylilies, and what else are you growing?
Oh, my God. We got skates coming up all over the place, and nothing's blooming yet, but this is the lushest I think I've seen our garden in a while.
So,
it's been a good growing year.
Yeah, it really has been an extraordinary growing year for everything.
That flamethrower red bud that I got is absolutely stupendous.
Dr. Warner's house is down the road here, and he probably, there's no telling how many plants he has personally developed.
Stands out in the front yard. My wife likes it because it's got about four different colors of red and orange in it.
Right. Rufus, there's one on the Person and Lane Street corner of the governor's mansion.
Yes, still there.
Yeah, beautiful.
And
beautiful
Phil sent me one that's about 10 feet tall, and I cannot wait for that.
Is it a flamethrower? I know y'all were discussing another one.
No, it's the...
The weeping.
Oh.
It's the gold one.
Yeah. Kind of goldy green.
Gold dragon?
No.
It's another Denny Warner, right?
Yeah. Yes. So how big does that get? Does it get as big as...
Well, right now it's like 7 feet tall.
So is it more tall than wide?
She's so proud of herself.
It still weeps.
Still weeps, yeah. What'd you say, Steve?
Mary just pulled a maple seedling up, root and all, and she just... proudly showing everybody.
Her strength, or what was the point?
No, it just came up easy.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. She's happy. It came up well. I'm happy for her, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to make her mad at me, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, I certainly don't want to make anybody mad. I can help it.
Anyway, I thought I'd touch base. Tomorrow is the next daily meeting at is it time to go?
Yeah, quickly.
Okay, the next day early meeting is tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the J.C. Ralston Arboretum. And everybody's welcome. I know it's Mother's Day, and it's my wife's birthday. So
all right, happy birthday. We'll be back.
All right.
We're back on WPTF at Campbell Road Nursery. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Phil Campbell and Mark Bumgardner, and who's an extension agent in Orange County, and Rufus Edmonston, and everybody knows about Rufus, and Tom Campbell, Hall of Fame broadcaster. You know, the Triangle is known for natural beauty, and with that comes an incredible variety of wildlife, from curious deer and clever squirrels to sneaky moles and voles and even snakes. The animals around here sure know how to make themselves at home, don't they? Unfortunately, that can spell trouble for your carefully tended garden. The safe, effective way to enjoy the wildlife and protect your garden is with I Must Garden Repellents, made right here in the Triangle by people who understand what local gardeners are up against. Unlike harsh chemical solutions, I Must Garden offers a smarter, more natural approach to pest control. Their repellents are made with botanical oils and other natural ingredients, things that animals instinctively avoid, but they are safe for you, your family, pets, and the environment. And they don't just work, they smell good, too. That's right, no harsh chemical odors or dangerous residues, just clean, natural protection that lets you breathe easy. Whether you are dealing with deer munching on your roses, rabbits in your vegetable beds, squirrels in the planters, or mosquitoes ruining the evening, I Must Garden has all got that covered. They offer long-lasting solutions for over 15 common pests, including best-selling deer repellent. And their products come in easy-to-use sprays, concentrates, and granules. Pick up I Must Garden repellents today and enjoy peace of mind knowing that your plants are protected with people-safe, pet-safe, eco-safe solutions that actually work. Available at hardware stores, garden centers like Campbell Road Nursery, your ultimate defense against garden pests. How about that? And you do. You have good stock?
Yes.
And you swear by it?
Yes, I do. It's the best.
Keeps the squirrels out of my tomatoes.
Yes, really. That's for sure.
Yeah, because they only take one little bite.
I know it.
Yeah.
They don't.
They dig up plants too when they're trying to hide their nuts or, you know.
Well, the birds have been pecking around.
Yeah.
Yeah, birds will peck.
Yeah, they'll do that with tomatoes.
They'll peck a hole in a tomato and then it's done.
Hey, I noticed that figs on fig tree. Do your fig bush over here? Does that have plenty of figs?
Yes, I've got plenty of
those
figs.
Big brown turkey figs.
Yep. I got I got plenty of figs. And we went down to Georgia's and got some more cuttings off of his grandma's tree that she brought years and years and years ago that's behind the roast grill. So we got some of those.
Oh, good.
New cuttings. So we'll
you
be
can't
having
kill
those.
A fig tree, can you?
No, horrible.
It's hard
not.
To, really is.
Yeah,
you
really
have to
is.
Be very intentional.
So right now, though, we've got plenty of blueberries. We got plenty of figs here, the trees, and we've got plenty of lots of flowers. The ladies have been so busy bringing everything up from the back. We're trying to keep the tables stocked. If you don't see something you want that you want, or something you were thinking about, or something you've read about, ask us and we'll check to see if we have it. One of the plants I brought up to the table here is the black Angelonia. That's new this year. Angelonia is a deer resistant plant, and it's a great plant to put in.
This is black.
Yes.
It's kind of
if you'll notice,
it has a purple in
if you'll
there.
Notice black, any kind of black pansy, black Angelonia, anything like that, if you put it in the sun, you can see the purple tint because that's the color on it.
Rufus was encouraging to say something before we went back on the air.
Well,
what were you talking about?
I think he was wanting me to talk about all the plants that he's been walking around looking at for sure.
Right.
The other thing that I wanted to say, and I said it a little bit, my family here, my kin family, but my family that supports me every day, I could not do this without them. They're all here. Gail,
a garden designer.
Yes, as a garden designer, she is helping people probably as we speak, trying to help them with some garden designs. And then Shane just stopped by a few minutes ago. Shane's cousin is actually Jamie, who lost his market, and we talked about that at the beginning.
Oh.
We're taking up money for the market there in Lansing, because that is the only market where people can go to that's close, anywhere close. But we're just trying to do a lot of different things here and just not forget the people in the mountains, please. The other thing we have, we got some neat house plants this week, I think. And we got some, it's called the Little Pot of Horrors. It's Venus flytrap. People have been begging us to get Venus flytraps. So when our houseplant guy came this week, he had a case of them, and I took his whole case. And then we do have the pitcher plant in hanging baskets as well as small pots. And we just got a little bit of everything for
you
everybody.
Do.
So
yeah.
We're just
so how do you grow?
Where would you plant a Venus flytrap?
Well, you actually
say that quicker, fast.
So we actually just try to keep you want one in your house or either out on your porch, and you have to water it with distilled water or either rainwater. So they're a little bit picky. They grow down close to Carolina Beach, in our state, but they are protected, and you will be arrested if you dig one up. But these came from Florida.
Right.
And so they're great for bugs.
Why,
any kind of bug.
If you don't,
young man over there is carrying one out right now.
Is
yeah.
he? All
yeah.
right.
But
great.
If you got it inside and you don't have any flies or...
Well, just things. fruit flies or
dirt
anything
gobbers?
Like that. Yeah. No, probably fruit flies and house flies or anything that might creep in when you open the door.
Rufus, you can go out in the garden and catch one.
Well,
and bring it back in.
I get... roaches the side that I can put a saddle on it.
I don't think the mouth is big enough on these things for a roach.
Like
just take small bites.
Those are like cucarachas.
Yeah.
The cucarachas.
The way that thing flips over, I think you can catch a roach.
Wow. How about that?
But anyway, so Shane, we were talking about Jamie and all that he's been through up at Lansing with his market, and we're trying to take, thanks for stopping by. We're trying to get some money rounded up for him again.
And you were mentioning pottery.
Yes.
At some point early.
There's North Carolina. It's Seagrove Pottery.
Oh, yeah.
It's over here. If you give a donation of $50 or more, you can take a piece of pottery. So we would love for people to take part in that. It gives you a gift, and it also gives the people in the mountains a gift.
All right.
We'll be going back up. I know, Shane, you went last week, right? Okay. Did you go by and see Jamie?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I did not go by and see Jamie.
Okay.
I went by the dough shed.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, I know.
What is the dough shed?
Oh, you don't want to know.
They have dough there? Or?
No.
It's a pizza place. I think it used to be Village Inn. And they
drove all the way up there for a pizza?
No, we drove up there.
I mean, I can recommend places right here.
We went up to play golf with my dad, who's 87 and a half. And
bless him.
It's a slow move. We get out on the golf course. I mean, him and Rufus are good friends. And we got out there and played. And I was with a friend that, you know, it was getting close to 8 o'clock and they were closing. He said, "We've got to get out to this dough shed and go ahead." It's all you can eat pizza and salad and things. And it's a neat place. And one of the neat things about it is they've got a fountain machine, but it's not like your Coke or Pepsi machine. It's got, I would say, redneck, I probably shouldn't say it, country drinks. It's got Sun Drop, Cheer Wine, Cherry Fanta, and Mr. Pibb.
The good stuff.
On tap,
yeah,
yes. And so I have to, do a little bit of each. But going back to Jamie, yeah, Phil has done a great job raising money for a couple of my relatives up there that are doing really good things in the mountains. And if you do go to Lansing, drop by there. What is it? C&J? I always get it wrong. C&J, C&M Market.
Yeah.
But they had hoped to open probably late summer, which might be pushing it, but you could stop by and say hi. They're the friendliest people in the world.
They would love to get a hug.
Yep.
Yeah, they're great people. And that's one of the things I think that I was talking about earlier is we can't let them – we need to let them know that we haven't forgotten them. And by going up there and just going by, the good news was – the piece of good news was when we went last time, they told us that they had just stocked the trout stream. Because, see, the trout farm in Marion got totally destroyed.
Oh.
So now they've gone somewhere else and found trout, and they've been able to stock the trout stream up there. So that's brought some more people in. But the problem is they don't have a lot of restaurants or anything to start making money for themselves.
And up in that part of the world, tourism is such a large part of the economy.
Yes.
Sure is.
Yes.
Yeah,
and people are coming back, but
so
slowly.
We're excited, and I'm excited for all the people that are supporting us here at the nursery, because when they support us here at the nursery, they don't know this, but I'm telling you right now that you're supporting the people at the mountains.
Okay.
Yep. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. Very good.
That's all I'm going to say about
Shane, thank you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. It's good to see you guys. Everybody looking good, sounding good?
Thank you, sir. All right, Phil, you got any rhododendron?
I don't think we have any left right now.
Why?
Well, we sold out. I'm telling you, Lane has been so busy ordering shrubs.
See, he's not here today.
No, his two granddaughters were doing their first communion today.
Oh, okay.
So he's off, but... yeah, we've sold out of everything, and I mean we're trying to keep everything stocked, but the nursery, fortunately, the nursery growers have sold out of a lot of stuff. The plant,
shrub
and tree.
That's good. That's a real good thing.
It's a real good thing.
Nursery industry is real strong in this state, and kind of ahead of its time in a lot of ways. It's a strong industry.
We're excited here. I've been working hard since 1991. And, it's just a blessing to see the people come in and support us.
And how it's evolved.
And for us to give them a safe place, a quieter place, we're having people to help you park and taking care of you as much as we can. We got free water. We got all kinds of goodies over here today. Coffee and that sort of thing. So just come on out. If you don't buy anything, that's fine. Just come out and enjoy walking around.
It'll just make you feel good.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like this show is supposed to do.
That's right.
Or at least that's my intention. I hope it does.
I think Melissa's got a stash over here.
Yeah, I know. She keeps going back and forth and back and forth.
What you going to be doing this afternoon?
Maybe so.
No, I will be.
I gotta finish writing a garden article, I think. But,
oh, yeah, the old garden.
Every week. No, Big Daddy has me doing one every week.
Really?
I've written since last year, I don't know, over 70 articles. Yeah.
Really?
She's got
over
some 70 things you can
every
write
week.
Article in.
And I'm sure there's a little something extra in your paycheck for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
you know, Tom.
I love.
I used to work there. I know this.
You know.
Well, I am happy to be employed.
That's right.
Baloney. You're a listen, Mike. People talk about you all the time. I mean, you're a legend, really. And I'm so proud to have worked with you.
I am so proud to have worked with you, Tom. I don't know what would have happened.
I do.
You were part of the...
You were going to be there. You were going to be in the Hall of Fame one way or another.
Well,
50 years. 50 years.
50 years. Don said he didn't know of anybody else who had done that in the state
for
a broadcaster.
Yeah, in North Carolina.
Yeah, at one place. It's got to be.
All right. So I just want to thank
nobody else
everybody.
Wanted me.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Well, you're good. Tom,
I love you. Rufus, I love you. Yep. Bart, Phil, thank you all so much for spending time with us.
Thank everybody.
Jeffrey, thank you. Max, thank you for observing this morning. Max works for us.
Happy Mother's Day to all those mothers out there.
Happy Mother's Day, yeah.
And come out and get a nice Mother's Day.
Sweet Melissa and all the girls.
Be the person your dog thinks you are.
All right, whatever that is. We'll be back. Thank you, Joel.